Next is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Professor Sukla, recorded July 5, 1976, in Washington, D.C.
Well, anytime I get devotees, you know, who say, oh, he's restless, I said, I don't know, I can't say restless. I don't read him, but he inspired me too much.
Well,
and I don't know what's wrong, am I wrong, or everybody inspired me.
Now, what is the philosophy of Ramakrishna?
I did not read him, because he doesn't say that Krishna is quite material. And I was very young at that time.
If we want to discuss, there is points of discussion. Yes. He worshipped Kali. Is it not? Everyone knows it.
Yes, sir.
Do you know that?
Yes.
And by worshipping, he became God.
Yes, yes.
Do you agree to that?
No. He said, I am Ram and Krishna both.
But he realized by worshipping Kali.
He dressed up as Radharani.
Do you agree to that? Then how you appreciate him?
No, I don't appreciate.
Then we can simply call him
up. Yeah, and it is a common sense. Shuklaji Akpichatiji. He later on he became God. By worshipping Kali, is it not?
He was touched by Kali.
No, he has a big worship. And he was meat eater also. Mahakali's prasad. Unless one eats that prasad, he cannot become a devotee. So this was his position, that he worshipped Kali, and later on, by worshipping Kali, his picture is there, Mother Kali's blessing. And he also preached Jatama Tatapa. Whatever path you take, accept, that is all right. Is it not? Do you think it is all right? He worshipped Kali. And he said Jatama Tatapa. You agree to this? Now, Ramakrishna said, Jatamat Tatapat. And Krishna said, he became Ramakrishna, identifying himself with Krishna. But Krishna said, Mam Ekam. And now he becoming Krishna has a Jatamat Tatapat. That's it. When he is actual Krishna, he says Mamaka. And when he became imitation Krishna, he says Jatama. Krishna has changed his views. Let's see, this foolishness is going on.
Well, it's documented that he was kind of deranged, of a deranged mind.
Yes, there is a proof.
Yes, because he was, when he was 13 or 17, he was walking. He was going from one village to another village through the paddy fields, and the clouds were very thick, and thunder and lightning. And as he writes that, he saw Kali. And I have a friend in England, Colin Wilson, who has done some work on Ramakrishna. He believes that at that very moment...
Is that miracle?
Yeah, that miracle.
It has not
changed his...
People are after miracle. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, kāmaśtasya hitajñānā jayanti annadevata. Those who are worshippers of other demigods, they are hitajñānā. Hitajñānā, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives his comment, hitajñānā nastabuddhaya. One who has lost his intelligence. So by worshipping the demigod Kali, he is to be considered as hitajñānā. One who has lost his intelligence and he becomes God. Is it possible? One who has lost his intelligence, he becomes God. With that lost intelligence. And this is the proof that on account of lost intelligence, he says, Jatamata. Krishna says, Smavekam, Sarvadhanman Paristhaji. And when he became Ramakrishna, same Krishna is saying, no, Jatamata. So he has changed it. We have to accept this. And how he gave up his wife, that's a long history, I don't wish to discuss. We know everything.
I don't wish. Actually, I am very impressed with your wife.
So, you cannot accept something which is beyond the instruction of Shastra. Jashastra vidhimasajya vattate kamakarana na siddhim savarnati na sukhangana parana. If you have no knowledge of the Shastra, then you will never be successful in your spiritual life. What to speak of happiness and liberation? It is not possible.
Mirabai Lord
Chaitanya Disciple. I am talking of this Ramakrishna particularly. There is no Shastra Siddha. King Jika sent him. That's all. So far as Jatamata Tapa is concerned, at last he proposed, now I shall worship according to the Mahavedan process. So I have to eat cow's flesh. So he was leaving that temple. What is that? Temple in Calcutta.
Dakshinesh.
Dakshinesh. So the temple was owned by one big Jamindar. So, because it is temple, he cannot check. Of course, in that temple, Kali was there. So they are taking peace and flesh. That was not objection. But he, when he wanted to take cow's flesh, so he wanted permission from the proprietor. Sir, I shall now practice according to Mahavedan system. So I check cow's flesh. So I want your permission. Then he said, sir, I have given you so much licenses. Now if you ask this, then I will ask you to go out. I cannot give you this permission. Then he stopped. Mahavedan Vayam was
another mentally retarded person in India, like Sai Baba, he is probably same category.
Yes.
Yeah, the newspapers in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyway, we are not after all this magic. We are laymen, we do not want all this magic, neither we want to show magic. We simply, as canvasser of Krishna, we are preaching Krishna consciousness. Sir Krishna says like this, you do like that. If you like, then do. Otherwise, let us do our own business. We don't say any magic. Neither we speak anything which is not in the Bhagavad. If there is little success, it is due to this city, that's all. Bali Shukla ji, aur kuch hum log bolte hain. Krishna says that He is supreme, matta paradaramna. Oh, yes, Krishna is supreme, that's all.
Therefore, you have
to
do such a tremendous
effort. Yes, people say that Swami, you have done wonder, you have so and so. Well, I do not know what is wonder. I know it is certain that I am not adulterated. That much I do. But I do not know how to play wonder. That I do. But I am certain that I am not adulterated. What Krishna said. That's all. And I study everything by the crucial test of Krishna's teaching. Krishna says, Namāna viṣṭhita nambhu rā prabhadyate narāgama. Māyā pritam jñāna āsuri bhāvavā. As soon as you see that somebody is not Krishna conscious, or Krishna is devotee, I take him immediately. He is a duṣkṛti, he is a mūḍha, he is a narāgama. Oh, he is educated, and Māyā pritam jñāna. Finish. Our study finished. Take it immediately, that here is a maya apurita. That's all. Asuri bhava māsa. Because it is nice to accept Krishna, he must be within this group. Duskriti no, mūḍha, narādhava, maya apurita. So people be sorry or happy, who take that, who like that. Now here is a duskriti. That's all.
So Siddha can also say that Sajiyatai Kodibari from Yajya Paramsane who is not God Krishna conscious, he should believe him like your enemy.
Well, that is Chaitanya Mahāprabhu's mission, that asat-saṅgatāji vaiṣṇavācha. The Vaishnava's behavior is to give up bad company. Who is bad? Next question will be. I have to give up the bad company. Who is bad? Then he says, next line, asatya sri sange Krishna bhaktah. Two words. Those are too much attached to women, and those who are not devotees of Krishna, they are bad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, give up the company of these two bad men. That's all. That is Vaishnava. So everything is there. If you simply follow with sincerity, then Krishna is pleased. As Arjuna says, yes, parise vachanam. That's all. It becomes perfect. And Krishna immediately accepts. Nachata smāt manuṣṭeṣu kaścit me priyakitthama. He becomes immediately recognized by Krishna. Jāyamāṁ paramāṁ guhiyam madhvakti śuva virāsa. Nachata smāt manuṣṭeṣu kaścit me priyakitthama. Priyakitthama. Superlative. Priyakit, priyakittara, priyakittama. So, let us follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. As it is, our life will be perfect. That is a fact. Don't divert your attention here and there.
I think you're the greatest alchemist. You've taken so many leaden souls and turned them into golden vice. Perhaps you can even transform me.
So Krishna is giving us facilities to breathe this kind. Everywhere we have got very, very palatial buildings to accommodate devotees. Now we have got here a very nice place to accommodate devotees. Everywhere we have got. In Bombay we are getting the best temple in India. For spending crores of rupees, Krishna has given us money. So, I started the business with 40 rupees. That was also not it. I mean, the American currency, they allowed me to bring 40 rupees. So, when I was getting from the ship, I asked the captain, I have got this 40 rupees, it will not be accepted here. So you take, at that time, three books I had, the first, second and third Bhagavad. So I asked him, that you purchase, give me some dollar. So he asked, what is the price? And $16. So he gave me $20. I delivered it. With that $20, I got down on the land of it. And that 40 rupees. So I did not know where to go, where to stay. So Krishna giving us all facilities. And these American boys helping. I think those who are Indians in this, they should join this movement sincerely and preach more vigorously. People will be benefited. This is real substance. Otherwise, people have been misguided. So many things going on. Transcendental meditation, what is called? So many. Actually speaking, for the last at least 200 years, many Samis people came here, but not a single person was converted to become a devotee. That is history. What do you think? So many Samis, yogis, scholars came here. And they spoke on Bhagavad Gita and other. But not a single person became a devotee.
Well, I think they try to be impersonal.
Whatever it means, they're supposed to be great personalities, but not a single person was converted. Here is an opportunity to preach real India's traditional culture. So those who are Indians present here, this is proper. You should not mislead. But
so we have started teaching your Gita at Georgetown University, where I teach. Before we had 2 years of course of Sanskrit. We had some excerpts from Mahabharata and some Panchatantra and so on, but they were no Gita. So I decided, and we are using Vichara Gita for the second year. Your contribution is just, it can't be duplicated.
Thank you.
Thank you.